Hey there, this is James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems and BikeJames.com, and welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about a concept called forging the blade versus sharpening the edge. And it's basically a way to look at your training both, you know, over the long term and short term in order to help you make smarter decisions by understanding where you at between these two things. So before I get too far into it, set it up a little bit. Basically, what got me thinking about this was last week I took my family to Glenwood Springs, which is a town about an hour and a half away from where I live. It's set up in the mountains, you know, by the Colorado River. Just a beautiful little spot to get away. Definitely a little or a lot cooler than it is down here in the on the western slope this time of year. So just kind of nice to get away, but one of the things that we went to go check out was the Glenwood Springs Adventure Park, which is a little amusement park at the top of the one of the peaks overlooking, or peaks, yeah, I guess you call it a peak, overlooking the town. And one of the cool things is it's got their amusement rides, a couple of them set up next to a cliff, a 200-plus foot cliff. So, you know, one of their signature rides is big giant swing. Big hydraulic swing that swings you out over one of the cliffs, and you end up just looking straight down. And you know, even though you're not, you know that you're not going to die. It's you know, your little lizard brain's just screaming in your ear that you're going to die. So it's one of those truly terrifying but fun experiences. So, but the overall park has a Western theme, and as part of that, they have a working blacksmith shop, which was pretty cool to see. And you know, me and my little boy Z were watching the blacksmith make different stuff. And you know, it's definitely a pretty cool process if you've ever had a chance to watch a blacksmith work, you know, how he works with the fire and the hammer and just all the pounding and stuff going on. It's a pretty cool scene just in and of itself. But while I was watching it, I was struck by, you know, the two phases that he was working in. And the first phase is, you know, he would start out with just a big lump of shapeless metal, and he would heat it up, and he would use a big hammer, and he would pound on it, and he would heat it up, and he would pound on it, and he would basically use that process to get it, the piece of metal, within the rough shape that he wanted. And once he started to get it to within the rough shape that he wanted, he shifted gears, and it entered a second phase, which is where he started pulling out smaller tools and working using different methods and a different process to continue to shape the metal and then add the details in order to create the intricate little thing that he was working on. So, you know, he definitely couldn't use the same methods that he was using in the beginning to shape use the fine shaping at the end. And if he was to kind of use the same methods that he was using at the end, at the beginning, it would take him forever to complete the whole project. So he had to have two different phases. And like I said, while I was watching this, it struck me because there's a saying that I've heard in the strength training industry several times, which is the idea of forging the blade versus sharpening the edge. And it basically, it's a way of, you know, creating an analogy for that process that the blacksmiths use for us to look at ourselves and our training and how we're going about trying to improve as mountain bikers and stuff. So the three areas that I wanted to kind of talk about and give you an idea of how this concept applies and this pattern applies to you are, you know, your development as a rider over your career, your skills development, and then kind of your annual training plan. And these are kind of the three big things that riders need to think about as they're, you know, progressing and getting into the sport and developing as riders. So the first one is your development as a rider over your career. So again, when you first get started, sometimes it's hard to think about the fact, like, you know, if you're going to do this and you're going to do it, you're going to be a mountain biker, and it's going to be something that you do, it's and part of who you are. You're going to do it for a long time. And I think a lot of riders sometimes forget that we don't have any sort of long view. And so they get into a rush to try to improve as quickly as possible without realizing that, man, you just kind of need to look at things like, if you're going to be doing this for 10 years, you're going to be in a much different place in 10 years than you are during your first year. So, you know, for example, in BJJ, something I've been getting into a lot over the last almost 2 years now, you know, one of the things I really like about BJJ is the mindset that they hammer into you when you start, which is that you have years and years and years of this. Like, do not rush the process. Don't feel compelled to try to, you know, be as good as someone else as quickly as possible. You know, you're going to be the nail a lot more than you're the hammer at the beginning. Like, you're going to just have to take your poundings and, you know, not necessarily poundings, I don't want to put it that way, but, you know, you're going to get tapped out a lot more than you're tapping people out. And you're going to, you know, face a lot of frustrations. You're not going to know what to do in a lot of cases. There's a learning curve, and you're basically, it's drilled into your head that this is part of the process. And so you start to look at your training a little bit differently, understanding that, like, man, I'm looking at the long view here than if you're just worried about the next time you go in and train. So pulling this back to your development as a rider over your riding career, again, you're at the beginning, you're that shapeless lump of metal. Like, you just need to work on forging the blade. And the methods that you use for that are a lot different than what you're going to use to sharpen the blade. So, for example, someone who has several years, you know, 5-10 years of riding experience under their belt, like, they're at a different place. Like, they have a blade. You know, hopefully they've, you know, been doing the stuff that has helped them forge a good basic blade. And at this point, they're going to start doing more things to help them sharpen that blade and put an edge on it. So this is one of the reasons that the programs and the methods and stuff that you see professional riders use are really not a good idea for beginners. And that, you know, people that look at the pros and try and emulate them, thinking like, well, you know, they are the best, and so what they're doing must be the best. They lack the perspective that this concept gives them of forging the blade versus sharpening the edge, and understanding that there's two phases to a rider's development, and that a pro rider is definitely in that sharpening the edge phase of their career versus the beginner who's in the forging the blade phase of their career. So if you're a beginner, then you need to be focusing more on just basic trail skills. You know, this is one of the reasons that I'm an advocate for beginners using flat pedals and not rushing to using clipless pedals too quickly, because in my mind, clipless pedals are one of those things that you use when you're trying to sharpen the edge, that you have good skills, you have a good pedal stroke, you're a good overall fundamentally sound rider, and now it becomes time to sharpen the edge of those things. And then that's when, you know, is a good time to introduce things like clipless pedals or more specialized equipment and training strategies and stuff like that. But, you know, at the beginning, the beginners, you guys don't need to worry about, you know, trying to improve quickly. Like, embrace being a beginner, embrace the fact that, you know, now is when things are, you know, no one really expects much from you. Plus, you're going to see the fastest progress from anything that you do. So just embrace the time, enjoy it. Don't feel compelled to try and rush that process by engaging in specialized training methods and using specialized equipment too early. So again, just, you know, both have their place. Everything has their place. It's just, where are you at in your career as your development as a rider? The next thing is your skills development, your technical skills development. And again, this forging the blade versus sharpening the edge concept, again, comes up when we're looking at pro riders and what they do and their methods and stuff like that. And one of the main areas that I see riders need to work on. So when you're first starting out riding, you know, again, like, hopefully if you're a beginner, you recognize that I need to start working on my skills early. And so your skills development progresses along with your overall development as a rider. But unfortunately, that's not always the case. A lot of riders don't come into riding and aren't, you know, told the importance of skills training. And so they don't necessarily invest the time, energy, and effort that they need in their skills in the beginning. So you have riders who have several years of riding experience, but they are, you know, very early on in their skill development, because it may be that they just recently recognized that I really need to start working on this. And so even though I'm just saying this, because sometimes your where you're at with these two things can be different, like where you're at with your career as a rider may be different than where you're at with your skills development. And so just separating those two things, they don't necessarily go hand in hand. So again, at the beginning, wherever the beginning is for you, when you recognize that I need to start working on my skills, one of the main things that you need to work on to forge the blade that you need is to make sure that you can move properly in order to get into the right positions on the bike. So again, looking at the pros and trying to break down their technique and coming up with specialized drills to try and help you mimic that and do that is great and has a place. But again, if you don't have a blade forged to be working with and you're using these kind of, you know, methods that are more for sharpening the edge, you're not going to be getting what you could out of them. So again, at the beginning, it's just basic fundamental movement, being able to move well off of the bike, being able to move well on the bike, and knowing how to apply that different movement when you need it. So the movement is one of the things that you really need to focus on with skills training in the beginning, just kind of the basic movements behind the skills and making sure that you're focusing on those. And then once you kind of have those things down, then it's time to start working on a lot of the specific methods and things like that of do I want my feet in this position and this type of corner? So when you start like breaking down like really specific situations on the trail and things like that, and specific techniques that you can apply, like again, those, you have to have certain things in place. You have to have a blade forged before you need to start worrying about sharpening the edge. Otherwise, you don't have a sword, you just got a little bitty knife, and you don't want to bring a knife to a sword fight. So and the trail is definitely a sword fight. Anyway, so again, skill development, just knowing where you're at with your development. And again, this is one of the reasons I recommend, like, if you're going to do something like take a skills camp, it's really important that you have some fundamental understanding of the skills, some fundamental movement to put behind the skills, so that when you go to the camp, you're able to allow them to sharpen your edge. You know, camps are one of those things, they are there, they're better used to sharpen the edge than try to forge the blade. And so if you're showing up and you're expecting the camp, to forge the blade for you, you're not going to get what you could out of it. Again, I'm not going to say that you're not getting anything out of it, but the riders that show up with a blade already there and just need some sharpening definitely get more out of those things. So again, just kind of knowing where you're at, and knowing what's going to help you advance at that point with your skills development. And again, you can even break that down to specific skills. I mean, you may be further along with your cornering than you are with your manualing and jumping, So again, like you can look at gross skills development, look at singular skills, and kind of figure out, where am I at? Do I need to forge the blade, or am I looking to sharpen the edge of my blade at this point? So, and then lastly, we'll look at your annual training plan. And again, by this point, you'll probably be able to figure out the pattern here. And this is the classic, like, in season versus off season, philosophy, I guess, if you will, which is that you're going to have a time during the year when you are forging the blade, when you are focusing on expanding and solidifying, shoring up those basic things that you need, the basic movement, the basic strength, the basic mobility and cardio, like those fundamental building blocks that you're going to use to create the high levels of specific fitness that you want on your bike. And so as you forge the blade and you expand that foundation, you can then switch into the sharpen the edge mode. And that's where you start to use, we're riding the bike more, we're using more specialized forms of training to help us on the bike. And, those are the things that are going to definitely give us the biggest, bike specific results. But again, it's built on that foundation. So the bigger your blade is, when you go into sharpening the edge mode, the bigger sword, the better sword you're going to end up with. So again, a lot of riders run into problems because they don't ever really get into the forge the blade mode. And this can either happen because they live somewhere where they can ride all year round. And so it's just, when you're able to get out and ride all year round, it's, you know, then why would you ever need to, you know, what you, I guess an off season is not forced upon you. And so if it's not forced upon you, a lot of riders would just continue to, you know, ride and not really have a point. Now, when I say like enter a forge the blade mode, so say you do live somewhere where you can ride all year round, this isn't saying that you reach a point where you don't ride. This is saying that riding can't be the priority all the time. And so you will have a period during the year where your workouts will be the priority. So you may have to, you know, cut back on the riding 1 or 2 days a week. You may have to add in more moderate and light rides and not as many hard rides. You may, like, this is, that would be the time when, you know, showing up sore to a ride from a workout the day before, that's acceptable. That's fine. When you're in sharpen the edge mode and you're in like high performance mode, then those things aren't necessarily fine. So you don't want to be showing up to, you know, rides, you know, sore from workouts and stuff. Not that you want to be doing that all the time anyways, but it's just there's a point where your mentality becomes, I'm trying to forge the blade. My focus is on developing the fundamental things that I need to become a better rider, and then having a period of the year where you're focusing on sharpening the edge. So again, if you live somewhere where you're able to ride all year round, then just kind of consciously having a period where you're prioritizing your workouts and cutting back a little bit on the riding. And if you live somewhere where an off season is forced upon you, this means doing something more than nothing. You know, I mean, for a lot of people, they don't really do much of anything in the off season. And so that's such an important time. Like your ability as a rider, your overall potential as a rider is created during those periods. You know, those aren't the fun times, like the riding our bike in the middle of the riding season when we're riding our bikes a lot. And, you know, that's the sharpening the edge. Like, I mean, really riding your bike is like, that's, you know, sharpening the edge as it gets. But, you know, that's the fun stuff. But your ability to really benefit from that and optimize that and become the best rider you can be is built on your strength training, your skills drills, your mobility training, just kind of the basic, you know, mindful movement that you try to practice and apply to your training in the bike. You know, those are the things that really help you out. So again, that's forging the blade. And then when you go time, when it comes time to sharpen the edge, you're going to have a better weapon at the end of the day. So again, that's kind of the analogy, how it applies to your training and kind of how you can use that concept to look at pretty much anything. It's a really good prism to look at, like, what mode am I in right now, both as a rider over my overall career, both within the annual training plan. So again, you can have someone who's at the beginning of their career, but you still want to have some sort of, like, you know, ebb and flow of the forge the blade versus sharpening the edge within, you know, their annual training plan. So that doesn't mean that at the beginning that you don't use any sort of like specialized training stuff. It just means that you don't focus on that, that you're not obsessed with the pros and what they're doing. You're focusing on just kind of basic fundamental stuff as a rider at that point, and then knowing when to, you know, you can switch gears later on. So anyways, you know, all this stuff has a place. It's just understanding what, you know, when you look at a workout, you look at a training method, what is this doing for you? Would this fall under forging the blade, or would this fall under sharpening the edge? And then knowing where you're at will help you understand, is this a good thing for me to use? So a lot of times what works for one rider won't work for you. And this concept really helps explain why that is. And so now that you can better understand that, and you can look at, you know, someone's training method or workout that you see one of the pros doing or something like that, and you can, you know, make a better decision, like, well, is this something that I'll benefit from, by looking at where the person that you're looking at is in there. Is this a, you know, forging the blade or sharpening the edge for them? You know, where am I at? So anyways, it's just, like I said, it's just a good prism, if you will, paradigm to look at the training world and help you understand what's going to work best for you. And, you know, at the end of the day, you do have to individualize your training. It doesn't mean, you know, what you need to do is totally different from what everybody else does. It's just understanding, like, you know, what do you need and where are you at, and it will help you figure out what methods and stuff are going to work better for you. So there you go. For the vast majority of us listening to this, to be honest with you, if you're not, you know, some sort of high level pro, then there's still a huge opportunity for the forge the blade mode. And, you know, we don't need to be focusing a lot on the super specialized stuff. And even if you are a pro rider, you do need to be working on that forging the blade from time to time. So there you go. I think I've beat this analogy to death with the forging the blade versus sharpening the edge. But, you know, hopefully it gives you something to think about, a new way to kind of look at things. And again, just at the end of the day, if I can get riders to, you know, kind of make better, smarter training decisions and help them have more fun on the trail, then that's really all I'm trying to do. So, well, good. I guess that's the end of this podcast. I'm going to wrap it up now before I just keep rambling on. Once again, it's been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems. You can check me out on the web at bikejames.com. Got a bunch of free stuff you can sign up for there. Free 30-day MTB skills and fitness workout, free kettlebell workout, of course, the infamous Flat Pedal Revolution Manifesto, and all sorts of good stuff. So make sure you check me out at bikejames.com, and I will talk to you next time.